Hey friend, are you tired of the hustle and grind? I know it's exhausting, and I'm so happy that you pressed play on this episode today, if that's you. And if you said yes, that you're tired, you're feeling stressed or burned out, that is not where God wants you to be. And in today's podcast episode, I'm diving deep with my guest on really recognizing and realizing that God does have a plan for you. He doesn't have a plan for you to hustle and grind your way to death. He has a plan for you to do the things that He created you to do in His timeline, and that's when we have to learn to let go and let God. Today's episode is really going to empower you on your walk, on your faith journey, in your life, in your business, in your relationships, and learn how to really live with love and gratitude of all the things God wants for you. He doesn't want you striving. He wants you thriving through life. And there is a way to do this, but it does come with you letting go and letting God in more of the areas of life. Because maybe you're holding back. I know that I have in some ways over the years, and until I really let go, surrendered all, that's when God really started showing up in my life more. And I'm just so excited for you to hear this conversation, because I know you're going to just rewire your thoughts, think differently, and that's what Addicted to the Climb is all about. So enjoy the episode. I can't wait to hear from you what you think. And don't forget, God doesn't want you doing life alone. If you are someone that needs help on your journey with your business, with your relationships, I'm taking a few clients right now that need the help, need to strategize, need to learn how to let go and let God, and want to go deeper in their faith so they can feel fulfilled with peace and love and joy instead of all that hustle and grind. There's a way to do life the world's way, and there's a way to do life God's way. That's what the gift God gave me to help women see. So if that's you and you need support, accountability, you just need help, please hit the link in my show notes. Book an appointment with me. We can chat to see how I can help you climb higher in your life. Welcome to Addicted to the Climb. I am your host, Kelly Tyon. As a faith-fueled health and transformation coach, author, and breast cancer survivor, my mission is to provide you with the wisdom, the tools, and all the success tips that I've learned along my own journey in health, fitness, faith, and personal development. Plus, you'll hear some incredible and inspiring conversations that will motivate you and empower you to keep on climbing no matter what you're going through. Let's buckle up to start a brand new climb together and start showing up differently as we work our way to the top. Right now, this is your time to take in all the positivity and all the blessings that God has for you. So let's get started. Hey everyone, welcome back to a brand new week of Addicted to the Climb. I'm your host, Kelly Tyon, and I am just so excited that you're here today. Thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. Don't forget to leave me a review. That would mean the world to me. Have to throw that in there, of course. You know, if you have a podcast, how much it means to us. So don't forget to do those little things, and I'm just very appreciative of it. Well, today I am jumping right in, because if you are a podcaster, you know the conversations you have before you press record are always so good. And those are the golden nuggets we need to hear. So I want to jump right in with my guest. Her name is Erin Harrigan. She is a Christian wife, an empty nest mom, a speaker, author, and biblical business coach for high-achieving Christian females in business and the boardroom. She has an award-winning podcast herself called Redefining Hustle, Pursuing Success as a Christian Woman, and she has a book,
Pursuing Success God's Way, which it's a practical guide to hustle with heart. I am just so excited to have her on the show because these are all the topics that come up in my circles of leading high-achieving women. So, Erin, welcome to Addicted to the Climb.
Oh, Kelly, you're so right about those conversations you have before you click record, because it happens for my podcast all the time. And then I'm like, wait, hold it. Let me click record, but just like you did. So thank you for the honor of being here. I'm really excited to see what the Holy Spirit does with us today.
Yes. Amen. This is about letting God lead, right? Mm-hmm. I always say, let go, let God. We don't have to be stressed out about it. And we just want to make sure we're sharing really great tips with you because you're here. You took the time to press play on this episode that can really change the course of your life in some way. If you take the advice and you put it into action, that's the bottom line here. That's what Addicted to the Climb is all about. So Erin, I'd like to start with, what is good and new in your life right at this very moment?
What is good and new? Well, our Bernedoodle puppy just turned 10 months. That is exciting and new because as empty nesters, you know, we have had dogs. It was about a year and a half that we were without dogs and we said, we're done. And then we just fell in love with this breed. And so that's been fun. That's really gotten us to, you know, you kind of fall into a rut. I mean, my husband and I have been together for 33 years and we've been married for 30. So that's exciting. The other exciting thing that's happening, I was telling you just before we hit record in my business, is that the Lord has really been expanding the purview of who he's given me to serve. And so I have been serving in coaching, speaking, writing, these high achieving women with established businesses who have had this outward success, mostly through their own self-reliance and power and control, right? Because that's kind of what we do. And now they've come to me and they're like, my outward success is not bringing me inner rest or fulfillment. What is missing? And I'm standing in that space saying, well, what's missing is the Lord. And so let me teach you how to redefine hustle so that you can align your business and your next level to what he's calling you to. And just about a month and a half ago in my prayer time, the Lord said, and in the boardroom, not just business, but also the boardroom, because there are so many senior level C-suite women who love Jesus and they need executive coaching for whatever reason. Maybe they're moving to the next part of their career. Maybe they're transitioning out of their career into their own business. And they want that, but they want it from a biblical perspective. And I looked around as he told me this, and I thought, surely that must exist. And I just didn't see it. And he said, well, no, there's not a lot of it because I've handpicked my daughters to do that work. And now I want you to serve them. And what's so fascinating about when the Lord begins to expand and stretch and move you is that we immediately go, I don't see it, Lord, or where am I going to find the people, Lord, or how do I know how to do this? And I almost think as the loving father he is, he's kind of like, oh, my dear daughter, have you not already learned that when I take you in a direction, I've already prepared it for you? And he has. And as soon as I said, okay, I'm obedient, he brought me a client. So that is not woo-woo, name it and claim it, law of attraction, and all of the new agey whatever. That is not what it is. It's when you are obedient and you're trusting that he already has put you and positioned you in ways that you just didn't maybe see coming. And so it's already waiting.
Oh my gosh, this is already so good. It is so good because it's so true in a lot. And I love that your whole messaging is around the hustling, that we all know what that's like. We all hustled at times. Maybe you're still hustling right now, but it's redefining that and knowing that, you know, if you are a believer, and listen, maybe you're not there yet. Maybe you're new to faith, and that's okay. Welcome to this episode. This is beautiful for you because faith can change your world in so many ways. And we're all on a different faith journey. Your journey is never going to look like mine. Mine's never going to look like Erin's. God has a plan, a perfect plan and will for each of us separately and differently. And that's what we need to own and know first things first, right? Because if we start comparing, we're never going to make it. We won't get ahead. We'll say, well, she's doing it that way and it's not working for me. And that's not what God called you for. He has a specific plan for you, daughter or son. That's listening right now. And that's what I want to talk about. I want to really zone in on that. And so people listening can really embrace that today. There's so much comparison, there's so much striving and hustling. And then we get tired. Then we throw the towel in, we quit, we don't have the support. And I'm here to share, as well as with Erin, that's why we came together today, to help you redefine what that looks like for you. Find out where you're lacking, what you need more of, and let God lead. That's the beauty. Isn't it so beautiful, Erin, to actually throw in your own towel and say, all right, Lord, I am just going to surrender this because my way's not working. I'm too tired. I'm getting burned out, and I need it to be your way. And I think that's having blind faith in trusting our Lord that he's going to do what he says he's going to do, which is
That's
take
right.
care of his people in the end,
Yes.
right?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right, Kelly. And I know from my own experience as a high achiever, always going for more, always going what for what was next, because what fueled me in that is whatever I achieved was never enough. Now, in my case, the reason that it is true is because I was trying to find a fill a Jesus-shaped hole with the accolades and the achievements and the stages and the commas in my bank account and all the things. And he brought me to my knees in 2014 and showed me, no, I didn't make you to do that. Because here's the thing, is that hustle itself is not bad. If you look up the first definition in the dictionary, it's really about working with intention and timing and purpose. Someone that I asked, hey, what do you think when you hear the word hustle? He said, I think stick-to-itiveness, like you're willing to keep going even in the face of challenge, right? But man, the world has taken hustle and it's blown it into this frantic, aggressive, pushy way. And not only way of doing business, but almost a requirement for being successful. And what the Lord has showed me is that is not only not how he's made us to work, right? But to be focused and intentional and purposeful, to have a sense of timing and to seek our Father first, that's how Jesus worked. And I read a book years ago by Melinda Fuller called Obedience Over Hustle. And she says, if you look at the book of Mark, you see Jesus working one-on-one with small groups, with large groups, but also backing away from the group and going to seek his Father. And Jesus was never hurried. He was never frantic. He was never, forcing things to happen. Even when the apostles were like, oh, hey, look, you're super popular here. We need to leverage this opportunity and get you on a bigger stage, in current time vernacular. And Jesus is like, no, right? And so that we can come to a place of redefining hustle to emulate how Jesus worked. And then, yes, take the action. Yes, climb the stairs, but not have it all as a burden on our shoulders and trying to make it all happen and going for more and all of the roar that we hear in today's world.
And I so agree. And I believe there's a season for everything. So
Yes.
we have four seasons. Each one of them for me is very different than the next. The way I'm working, what I'm working on, how my thoughts are, how much time I'm spending in prayer, they really are very different. And I feel that we need to embrace that and know that there's a time for everything. There's a time for us to maybe take more action because I know that. That word has become nasty, hustle, over the years with, on social media. But like you said, Erin, action does create momentum. Action,
Yes.
more you take, if you're feeling unmotivated right now, or maybe you're feeling, you're not, you need to hustle harder, whatever it is, but we definitely need to take action.
Yeah.
Action will start creating that momentum in what you want to get done, but it doesn't have to be going all in. It
That's
doesn't
right.
have to be forfeiting your husband, your family, your wife, quality time with the people that you love, for this kind of hustling.
That's
So
right.
love that you touched upon that. And I want to talk about the more, you know, like you talked about for a second, a lot of us are always chasing more. Like, we need more money, we need more status, we need more accolades. Why? Why is that? Like you said, the Book of Mark, it's so funny that you mentioned that book because that's the book that I'm in right now. I started reading the Book of Mark last week, and that's the book I'm reading. And it's right, just all about Jesus. Pick it up, you guys. If you haven't read Mark in a while, it really does show the one-on-one. And then when Jesus got tired or the crowd was getting too big and things were getting too much, he would step away. He'd go on the boat. He'd go pray to the Father. And it's beautiful because this is what the Bible, the blueprint of life, is for us to look at, to emulate. Well, what was Jesus doing that gave him all the peace, all the joy? And you know, that's what we can be doing too. So
That's right.
let's talk about the why do you feel the more? How do we help women and men that are chasing after this realize it's not really about that? Where did they begin?
Right. Well, first, I truly believe that the reason that we run after more is because we come from a place of comparison. We come from a place of needing validation or proving ourselves. And you know, there's that saying like run with the big dogs. And I always say, well, who are these big dogs, right? Because you know, those places to me indicate that our outward success is incongruent with our inner peace, our inner fulfillment. And so we're always chasing after more, thinking that the next thing will fix it, the next book, the next interview, the next accolade, the next stage, the next promotion, the next level of income, that all of that will make things better. And I can tell you from the women that I work with, that even at 7 and 8 figure businesses, they still struggle. They still struggle. And it's because something, what I believe is missing is Jesus. But really, it's about we grew up having to prove ourselves or not being valued, or and so all of those pieces come together here in adulthood. So number one, I think it's all of those. And number two, I believe that the reason that we chase more is because it's just so darn sparkly, right? Like the world is so loud and so noisy about more, and more always looks good in every single commercial and in every single place, right? And so we have a challenge in separating ourselves from the rest of the world, especially for anyone who's a believer in following Jesus, that we are in the world but not of it. And so how do we not look like the rest of the world? And it's not comfortable to not look like everybody else. It's not comfortable to buck against that system. So we're constantly chasing that more. And I don't subscribe to the saying, you know, more money, more problems. I don't believe that. I really don't. I believe wherever you go, there you are. So whatever baggage you're carrying with you is coming with you, whether you're making $50,000 a year or $50,000 a month, you're still there. And so that insatiable desire for more, can we be content with where we are? Because, you know, the world wants us to think that if we're content with where we are, if we're satisfied with where we are, then we're selling ourselves short, or we're shrinking back, or, you know, we're just settling. And I don't believe that. I don't believe that, because there is a peace and a joy and a calm that many of us are not experiencing because we aren't allowing ourselves to sit for a second with where we are versus going for more.
That's so good. And that is such my messaging, because one of my talks is called Chasing After God. And me, I was chasing after so many things that just made me feel so burnt out and not fulfilled and empty inside. They weren't giving me what I actually needed. And at the end of the day, when I started really chasing after God and what He wanted for me, I had so much more peace, even though maybe at that point I wasn't making the money I was, or it didn't matter. When you're going all in, that's going all in with God. I've learned that he is my number one, and
That's right.
I'm chasing that. I'm pursuing him. I'm hustling harder for God in every single way in my life. And that's where I find my peace, my strength, because getting through life is really hard, right? I mean, let's face it, getting through life, it doesn't matter if you have $1 million in cash sitting on your counter. It doesn't matter when life throws curveballs at you. We're all craving more peace, more joy to get through those tough moments, to be more resilient. And chasing after God can do that. That's
That's right.
where you'll find success. And I love that this is your mission. I think it's beautiful. I love the work that you're doing. I want to talk about your book because you titled your book Pursuing Success God's Way. Let's talk about that. So tell us how, a couple tips on how people can pursue success God's way. What should they start doing right now?
Well, really, where that book came from was my own story, through corporate life as a corporate executive and through owning my own business and really being so self-sufficient and chasing after the more versus chasing after God. And that book is meant to be that's a practical guide. That's why it's called The Practical Guide to Hustle with Heart. And heart stands for my original mission, which is helping entrepreneurs align results to God's truth, heart. And here's the practicality of it. Number one, it's starting and ending our day with the Lord. It's carving out time in the morning. I don't care if it's 5 minutes or 30 minutes. And you may think, I don't have time for that. No, you do. You do. Find 5 minutes, whatever it is, to sit with Him and to hear from Him and to get quiet, which I know is really, really hard for some people. But when you don't start your day with the Lord, when you don't hand over your to-do list and say, Lord, this is what I see has to be done today, but I put this at the foot of the cross, have your way with my day. I don't know about y'all, but my day goes off the rails really, really fast, like left to my own devices, right? So it's starting the day with God, but then it's ending the day with God, that book ending, so that at the end of the day, we all know what it's like to lay our head on the pillow and not be able to stop the swirl of thoughts. But if we end the day with the Lord and thinking as we're putting our head on the pillow, Lord, thank you for today. Thank you for what you walked through with me. Thank you for even rearranging my day. Thank you that when my kids like went crazy and made the house, upended everything, that you gave me the peace to know that I love these children that you've given me and that it can be cleaned up and it's not broken forever, right? So that's number one is bookending that day. Number two, what's come out of that book is my four keys process for redefining hustle. So it's following my four keys, which is define, Lord, how are you defining success for me today? How are you defining my purpose today? How are you defining who I'm supposed to work with today? And then direct, then, okay, Lord, that's how you've defined it. Now, what do you want me to do? And then discipline, we've got to take the action. Listen, there are so many people who are crystal clear on how they've been defined and directed in their business, in their life, in their service, whatever that is, but they're afraid to take action. They're afraid to step forward. We have got to step because somebody's freedom, salvation, bless, whatever, someone is waiting for you if you have been put in a place to step and you're not stepping. So we've got to be disciplined in that, right? And then we've got to allow the development. That's the fourth key, develop. We've got to allow the failure because we learn. We've got to allow the small step to lead to the bigger ripple instead of trying to go after all of it at one time. All those four keys are really how do we walk out pursuing success God's way? Because here's the thing. Success in God's definition is about our relationship with Him. It's about us aligning to the assignment that He's given us. It's about the joy that He feels when we say, yes, Lord, I'm obedient. I'm going to follow this for you, follow what you've given me. Success in the kingdom is not the money, the title, the stage, the accolades. Like all of that is shifting sands. If you have ever been in sales in a corporate environment, you have probably felt that you're only as good as your last number. That's a shifting sand, right? So success to the Lord looks nothing like the measurements of the world. The math is real. The math about success is real, right? We know what those dollars and cents look like. But what is God telling you? So many times I hear this. I know I'm going to get hate mail on this because I say it all the time. You know, I see so many people like, I'll get you to that 5K month, that 10K month. Like, let me help you get to your six-figure level. And I'm like, is that what God told you to do? Like, did God tell you that you were to go for the six-figure level or the seven or the eight? Or have you thought you needed to go there because that proves something, that validates something, right? And success to the Lord is how well are you walking out the mission he's given you, not because your works create your salvation, but where your obedience leaves you in an intimacy with him. I love that you say, you know, chasing after God, like, come on, right? What better climb to be on? Yeah.
None. Mm. No better climb.
No.
I mean, everything that you said, it's just, you know, it can be very exhausting. And
yes.
That's the thing is, you know, we're all here for, I said in the beginning, we have a purpose, but I think today can be your day to just maybe reevaluate what you do in a day, your habits, what you're chasing after, because there really is so much peace that the Lord wants to bring upon you, even in the midst of your circumstances, even in the midst of all your hustle. But if you're not seeking him first, the world can actually swallow you up. And it becomes this rat race that I say of, you know, chasing after all the wrong things. And I just always want to draw people back to the cross. I want to draw people back to the Lord, just like you, Erin, and you're doing such a beautiful job, you know, leading women this way because they need it. We all need it. And I know there are not, like you said in the beginning, there are not many women out there that are showing up in their faith. And
that's right.
Now is the time. Now is the time because there is a lot of hatred in the world. And the kingdom, when we come together, it's such a beautiful way to lock arms with other believers that want to rise higher in their mindsets and not chase after all the worldly things. That's just going to cause exhaustion, depression, anxiety, worry, and fear. That's what we're trying to help you with. So I love again, just your messaging and how you're presenting your, you know, your opportunities and coaching to the world. Tell us more about what you actually do now. You know, tell us more about your business. So people that want to reach out to you, they know exactly what's going on in your life.
Absolutely. So the best way to just get to know me and learn about me and my podcast, et cetera, is my website, erinharrigan.com. But I do one-on-one coaching and group coaching for those high-achieving sisters in Christ. So they have established businesses at the six-figure or above level, or they're in the professional world, right? They're a senior level in a corporate organization or nonprofit organization. And what they're seeking is, how do I align my work, my business to the Lord? How do I integrate my faith and business? That doesn't mean that they have to be out, you know, my friend Ashley says, with their Jesus is my homeboy t-shirt on. But we're so good at walking out our faith in life. And when it comes to business, sometimes we're like, I don't understand how that fits, especially if we're working in a secular environment. You don't have to be serving a Christian audience to integrate your faith and business. So through my private coaching, through my group coaching and my private mastermind, that's what we work through, is how do we allow the Lord to define and direct us? How do we put that into discipline and then continue to allow him to develop us? And in my work, I see women who the Lord has completely redirected their focus and their services that they're providing, et cetera. And then I've seen other women really break free from the overwhelm and the overachievement and settle into a place where their hustle fuels their adrenaline, but it doesn't overwhelm and leave them exhausted and burnt out. And man, when they start doing that, their businesses soar for whatever that looks like for them, right? For some of them, their businesses soar in their revenue. For some of them, their businesses soar in the number of clients that they have. And for others, they come to a place of, how do I better refine what God has shown me already works? So that's what I do. And then, of course, my book and my podcast are really there for the broader audience who wants to hear more about what does it look like to be a Christian woman in business and how do I even do that? And how do I deal with things like money? This month I'm doing my Money Matters series. So yeah, I do all of those things and some speaking on top of that. So,
oh my gosh, so many amazing things that you're bringing into the world. And I love it. I really, you know, this just lights me up so much to, you know, God brought us together.
Yes, he did.
On LinkedIn. If you're not on LinkedIn, make sure you're following both of us there.
Yes.
Just so we can connect with you. It's just beautiful. If you feel like you're on an island or you just feel tired and you're feeling alone, I'm telling you, there's always, I feel we all need a coach. We all need a mentor. We can't, God doesn't want us doing life alone. Look at, I always say, look at Jesus. He pulled 12. He had 12 in his tribe at all times. And that's just showing us that we need that community. It's so important to be around like-minded people that really want to see you win, that want to see you rise, that want to see God showing up for you. They're cheering you on. I mean, that's the most important piece. And I think a lot of women, don't you think that, Erin? They're lonely. They're by themselves. Yeah. They don't have the support. And it's really about just taking that first step and asking, reaching out to somebody like Erin, reaching out to me, listening to her show, getting the fuel. We need to be fueled.
Yes.
We can't just do this by ourselves. It's very hard. I mean, I know, like for me, when I was trying to do everything myself, first of all, I wasn't going as fast as I wanted to go. I didn't have the community. It wasn't until I actually started investing in myself and getting myself into groups and masterminds that my life changed. Was that it for you?
Yeah, for sure. Because, you know, we weren't made to do this alone. And again, I'll say, you know, society is so loud about what you should be able to go make happen. You weren't made to do this alone. And I think that sometimes we look around at the communities, et cetera, that would be so good for us to be part of. And we think, oh, but there's competition. Mm. No, there really isn't. Because my friend, what God gave you to do, he only gave you to do. And you said that earlier, which I love.
Yes. Yes. Because there's only one us.
That's it.
So today is your day to redefine, reevaluate, rewire your thoughts and what you're trying to accomplish here. What's the end game? What's your goal? Right? That's really what it comes down to. If it's hustling harder, then do it. If that makes you happy, but I'm going to tell you right now, I've been there, I've seen it. So has Erin. It's not pretty. It does not turn out to be a pretty picture in the end. And we're just here to encourage you today to just get your faith on track, get closer to God and let him work with you, because the joy really is in the journey of it all. When you get to that end, right, Erin, you know, you've made the money. You know what it's like to have that paycheck. Sometimes that's the most emptiest feeling we feel, right?
Right.
Seen that so many times. And that's not what God wants for us. So I'm just going to encourage you again to just reach out. Erin, I want to ask you if there's anything else you want to leave my listeners that are just wanting to climb a little higher in their lives. Any other advice, any other golden nugget you have?
One of the things that God has really been impressing upon my heart over the last year, especially for his ambitious daughters, but certainly, you know, for anyone, is that it's okay if you want to climb higher, because here's the deal. God made you ambitious. There's no accident that you are that way, but he did not make you to do business the world's way. He didn't make you to climb the world's way. He didn't make you to work the world's way. I like to say he didn't make you for business as usual. Friends, there's nothing wrong with being ambitious. Embrace it. It's how he made you. And we have a great example in the Apostle Paul. He was ambitious when he was Saul, but he just was going the wrong way. So turn that ambition over to the Lord and say, Lord, I have this desire to climb higher, but I want it to be for you. I want it to glorify you. Show me how to do it. Because we get told lots of times that ambition is, you know, aggressive and all these things. No. God made you that way. Ask him to guide you and how to put that into action.
Yes, amen. And I say that too, just let God lead. I mean,
Yeah.
your journey and path will be right and it will feel right and
That's right.
you will lay your hustle to the side. So let God lead, lean into him. And thank you so much. This is such a beautiful conversation that is so needed. I mean, I would say keep this one bookmarked. And when you need a boost and a dose of reality that maybe you're hustling too hard right now and you're chasing after the wrong things, just re-listen because, you know, God does have a beautiful plan for you to feel peace and joy through your works. He does want you, the Proverbs 31 woman, she's bad. I mean, she's amazing. I'm saying that in a good way. You know, she is unbelievable, but you know, it's just showing us that, you know, God will take care of us in every single way possible. So lean in, open up your Bible. If you haven't opened that up in a long time, start with Mark. That's a great way to start to get to know Jesus on a deeper level. And so, Erin, thank you so much for being here today. I'm so blessed by this beautiful conversation. Again, please share the episode, tag us both, reach out to us on social, and make sure you connect with Erin today. Have a great week, you guys. Until next time, keep on climbing. And that's a wrap. Thank you so much for being here every week because my goal is to always empower and inspire you so you can keep on climbing even when life gets tough. If you felt blessed today, it would mean the world to me if you subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode. And one of the ways you can help me is if you would leave me a 5-star rating and a review. This is really how I can help more people just like you. You can do this right on your podcast app on your phone. It's super easy. It will only take 1 minute. Also, if you want to be part of my private community on Facebook, head over there to Faith, Fuel, and Fitness, and I'll meet you inside. Or you can even head over to my website, kellytyan.com, to get more inspiration and resources to keep you on your own climb. Thank you again, and have a healthy and happy week.